This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Here we go.
There's the drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive.
And the two. You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovey Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Oh, yeah, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. Trevor Valise is at the third mic, as he will be. And a lot to talk about. Some good, some bad, some unknown, all with Illinois there. We'll get to that. We've got Derek's Dimes coming up at 420. Need your questions because we've got a lot of stuff going on with the Illinois basketball team. Of course, they just got back from Italy. Derek was with them over there. They are back in the States. Brad Underwood met with the media today. We'll talk to, we won't talk to him, but we'll hear from Brad Underwood. And Brett Stillwell, Senior Associate AD, he oversaw the Smith Center renovations. That thing is open for business. And if you're on Twitter, last night, every tweet I saw was about the Smith Center, and that's the new football facility. That thing looks fresh.
Oh, man.
As the kids would say. That's what Andrew
says. I'm sure Andrew likes it.
Oh, my.
That place is jaw-droppingly amazing.
When do we get to go see it?
I don't know.
And you know what I love today?
Try to do a show from there.
Yeah, exactly. Today, like ESPN, Fox Sports, all those big national conglomerates, whatever you want to call them, they all were tweeting out about Illinois football in the new locker room. That's what you want, right, Derek? And it's more than that, but certainly the excitement level to watch those players walk into that, run into it, actually.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, for players and coaches alike, how could you not be excited to, you know, buckle it up every day and go to work? At the same time, as someone that covers recruiting, that's one angle that I think about for the future, and this is laying a foundation where it's going to be great for the current players that are here, but whatever you do to benefit the life of the current players, you're doing for the prospective future players.
Yes.
So I think that to be on par, really, I'm interested to ask Brett as far as studying other universities and what's at other programs and kind of the how you're basing that, stacking it up. It looks world class to me.
I haven't
seen anything that tops that. So I think that that's really important, not only for, as I mentioned, the players here now, but when you're trying to go out and sell everything, I think Lovey Smith has everything that he needs, doesn't he?
Boom. I would agree. I mean, maybe a stadium that still needs to be a little bit renovated on the east side and the south side. But listen, I'm fine with the horseshoe where I'm at. Don't renovate the horseshoe.
Especially now you got a beer in your hand.
Right. Renovate that last, Mr. Whitman. He's younger than me. I'll call him Josh. Renovate that last because I like my seat. So do the east side first and we'll roll from there. You know, Trevor, one of the coolest things in everything I saw with the pictures, there's a bowling alley. There's a place you can get your hair cut.
There's a barber shop.
So everything that I saw, though, the one thing that kind of took my breath away a little bit, and that was the locker that they saved for Bobby Rountree. And they basically said, we're waiting for you, big boy. So I thought that was a really nice touch of class.
Yeah, that was an awesome gesture. And just to see how happy and excited those guys were to run in and see that. I mean, that place looks awesome. And I'm not just saying that, like, I legitimately thought, my gosh, this place is amazing.
It's incredible.
Like, from top head to bottom, it just looked amazing. Every angle that they showed, all the meeting rooms looked cool with the former players.
That was awesome.
There's certainly a recruiting aspect to it, as Derek pointed out, when you see an NFL alumni room where there's a list of how many current alumni are in the NFL.
Fred Wakefield, shout out.
You know, you've got a picture of Josh Whitman in the tight ends room. So there's certainly, like, a little bit of a recruiting angle to it, too, as you're taking a potential recruit on his walkthrough of that building to kind of show him that type of stuff. Hey, look, there's our AD on the wall there.
That's a great point.
NFL players are have a locker here with us, that type of stuff. I mean, the place is just amazing. Apparently there's a golf course on the roof.
What?
Really? Yeah.
There's like I didn't see that.
There's like a putt-putt thing on the roof.
Oh, my. Well, that's where we're doing
One of the coolest things is to see the reactions from the current or former players, but those that are in the NFL right now.
To see Whitney Merciless tweet out, can't wait to get back.
Awesome.
Tavon, you know.
Jihad Ward, Tavon Wilson.
Tavon Wilson.
Yep.
Juice Williams,
yep.
Aurelius Ben. And when you're building, when you're trying to set a culture and you're trying to bring this program back up to a certain standard, you want as much alumni and former NFL guys around. That just sets the standard for the expectations for the program in general.
Amen.
When they see pros around this program, that helps recruiting, that helps the current team, and when they have a building like that to go check out, why wouldn't you come back?
Well, yeah, and that's your first stop, right? If you're a guy like Whitney Merciless, you fly in, you come into campus, you get checked into your hotel.
Get around a golf in on the roof.
You get around a golf in, maybe a little bowling, get your hair cut. And you know those guys are going to be like, hey, take me through it. I want to see this thing. And can I give a quick shout out to all the men and women that built that thing? I know they were paid, and that's their job. But, man, did they do that quick. And it looks like they did a phenomenal job. Even the point of the staircase that goes up that's got the block eye in it, that was so cool. I cannot wait to see that place. I don't know if the average person can just walk in there, but I'm going to try it one of these days and be like, hey, I'm a cornerback for the what would I be?
You might be on staff nowadays.
Yeah.
I think that would probably be the safest route. Quality control, Lante,
equipment manager. All right, come this way. Kudos to the men and women that did that because, you can watch that. That is something that was right there. And I make it a point every time I drive into the heart of Champaign, I make it a point to drive by Ubbin, the golf facility, and then I would always make it a point to go by that football center because I wanted to see how it was working out, how it was progressing, and the fact that that thing, I remember last year when Josh said it'll be done by, like August or so of next season, it'll be done before the season. I'm like, how? And bam, here it is, Derek. So just a side note, just a shout out. I know because there's plenty of those men and women that probably hopefully listen to our show on occasion. So well done there. Just a cool thing. And now it all just comes back down to what happens west of that football center. And that is getting a product on the field that can start winning some games at a consistent level. We'll see, Derek.
A product that looks fit for that building.
Yes.
Is now the next step.
Yes.
But as you mentioned it with the workers, but also Josh said it would be done and it is done. Josh was aggressive in making this plan. He understood that the value that it would provide to this program, and that's a credit to him.
Yes.
It's one thing to announce a bunch of fundraising plans, but then to be able to seek donors and execute it and get it done before the season was big time. But as you mentioned, now on the field, again, it's a season with expectations. I know there's been hits every once in a while this offseason. Marques Beeson,
right.
The news today that he's out for the season is another one of those. But it puts yourself in a situation where you want to see the progress because, again, it seems like Lovie Smith, as they're going to add on to the stadium, outside of that, he has what he needs, you would think,
Boom.
To go out and sell this program and start really making some tangible strides.
Let's move to the bad. You alluded to it. Marques Beeson. Today the news came that he is undergoing knee surgery, will be out for the season. It's kind of what we expected when we first heard the news. We hoped that maybe he could be maybe the injury could be one that he could maybe make it back for maybe half the season or even for the Big Ten play. It looks like, well, now we know for sure he's out for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask both of you guys this. The injuries to Bobby Roundtree and Marques Beeson. I want to know, in your mind, let's say you had in your mind thinking Illinois was going to win 5 games. I thought 6, all right? So I was going in thinking 6. Now that you've heard the news about both Bobby Roundtree, who was your number one probably NFL prospect on this team along with Nate Hobbs, and now Marques Beeson, who was your showcase of this recruiting class, a freshman that was going to do some damage, we think, on the field defensively. Now that those two are out, what do you guys both think? I'm almost asking a question of war. In other words, if you thought they were going to win 6, do you now project 5? Because two of those guys, two of probably, like Trevor said, two of your best defensemen, are out. What do you think? What does that do? What does this news do to you in terms of your mental state going in as a fan?
It's really, really tough because I think with Marques, he is the top ranked recruit coming in. Again, you're still wondering how much can a freshman
sure.
really impact as far as he worth a full win.
That's fair.
I don't know that he is,
fair.
But when you added in to Bobby, when Bobby was no doubt your best defensive player, maybe the best player on this team coming into this season, so you lose him, I think you could make a case that he makes a difference for a full win. Personally, before the Bobby Rountree injury and that situation, I was thinking there's upside for that if they make the proper improvements defensively, six wins.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was debating seven in my head.
No.
But now I don't even – personally, I don't know if I allow myself to even get to six.
Okay.
Number five is tough. I think that three I'm expecting in the non-conference, the Rutgers game, I would pick Illinois. And outside of that, I just don't know if I see it enough on defense. I'm going to have to see it to believe it as far as improvements, because you lost your best player, you lost your best recruit, and that was a really, really bad defense last year.
Well, that's where when we talk about, you know, we were talking about it on our ticket segment last week, you look at four as close to guaranteed wins as you might hope.
Right.
Rutgers at home and three bad non-conference teams. And you look for that upset to get to five. And these are the players that carry you to said upset, right? I mean, I know you have Reggie Corbin still, but throw Luke Ford in the mix of those two.
Sure. A good point.
And those two obviously were a physical ailment and injury. And then Luke Ford was just, he got his waiver denied.
Right.
But I think those three combined definitely add up to a one war for me as a fan.
I think so too. I think for me, it's the same way. I'm with you. And Derek, I like the way you said that. I don't know how they get to the five. You know, you're like, where does that five come from? And you both alluded to that with the Rutgers game, we think. Of course, Rutgers probably sitting there. There's some talk show and over in
Piscataway
that's sitting there going, well, we know we got Illinois. We'll beat Illinois. So
yeah, I don't think Rutgers is very good at all.
Probably not. So I'm with you. I don't know how you get to that five. I'm still going to hold out hope for six, but I'm with you. I think the combination of those two – And it's not because this defense, I mean, it is because this defense was atrocious last year. And then all of a sudden you say, all right, you've made some gains. Everybody's bigger. We've all matured. That's wonderful. But yet, oh yeah, and then we're going to pull these two guys back out, right? So you look at that, you're already going in, even with a healthy Rountree and a healthy Beeson, you're still in your mind thinking, how good does this Illinois defense, where does it rank in the Big Ten? With those two, does it rank top 10? I don't know. If it did rank top 10, then I think you've got a legitimate shot at winning a fifth and even a sixth game. Now without those two, where does it rank? Are you right ahead of Rutgers defensively? And now because of that, it's near impossible to get to six. It's tough. We have to see it. I think the Nebraska game will be the one that kind of shows you that. Then I want to peg it from this. You've got a guy like Rountree. You do not replace that. I don't care how big this dude is from USC. I don't care how much depth you have, which you've got 10 or 11 guys on that defensive line. I don't care how many you've got and whatever you bring in. You're not replacing a guy like Bobby Rountree. Marquez Beeson, on the other hand, if Quan Martin and Nate Hobbs do their job and they stay healthy and you get Tony Adams, you get production from Tony Adams and even a Stanley Green, who we're not talking about, who can come up and stop a run, I think you can kind of shadow that, right? You can kind of camouflage it and hide that injury. You're not hiding Bobby Rountree, though.
You're not. No, he had more sacks in a game than pretty much anybody else in that D-line for Awale Batiku ever since he's gotten to college. So that's a guy that has physical attributes, but he just hasn't – I understand you're playing behind talented dudes at USC. Yes. You just haven't been able to do it at the collegiate level. But I agree with you with Beeson. Then the flip side is, because I think the Rountree injury affects so much of that secondary. What we like about that secondary, you're then scared by the D-line. If they're not getting pressure,
right?
They can cover for three, four and a half seconds. But then if you're not getting in there, even really good corners, as I've said before, can look bad. So I'm really intrigued on how they're going to move around the roster to then, because slot corner is essentially a starter now, and that's what Marquez Beeson was. So you're taking a safety and bringing him down. Are you moving Delano Ware from linebacker back out?
Is good it point.
Jakari Norwood, who Jeremy mentioned, has some experience playing cornerback. You got to be able to fill that, because that's a on the field every down essentially, except for, you know, short yards and goal line.
Delano Ware is an interesting thing. He's now pretty much projected as your third linebacker, right? And basically pushing aside Eifler to kind of a backup. So you'd have Jake Hansen, who, by the way, really hasn't practiced much. So we don't know exactly about him. You got Dele Harding, who they're hoping for a big year from him. And then, of course, Delano Ware. And then it kind of puts Eifler in that fourth spot. Now, that's not a bad thing, because you're going to need all of them.
And Shamon Cooper probably.
Well, yeah, that's right. And Shamon Cooper.
Not that he can come on the scene and dominate right away, but four-star prospect.
Sure, and he could be somebody definitely that can help you out. Maybe he plays the Dele Harding role this year where you're captain of the special teams. Remember, probably not a captain as a freshman, but, you know, it's one of those. So where you bring up an interesting point, Pipes, Do you bring Ware back to safety? But my thought there is, isn't Stanley Green kind of your hard-hitting safety? And he's not even really a starting safety right now. So I'm not sure that Ware really, you know, if that movement happens and you plug Eifler in then as a starting linebacker, and do you move, is Ware good enough to be a slot if he's big enough to be a linebacker? Does that make sense?
Right,
any
yeah.
of that? So, you know, it's one of those where it's like,
it's a cascade effect for sure.
It totally is. And I think for Lovie Smith, yes, we're all wanting him to get this defense right. And yes, he's taking the onus this year that it's on me now. It's not on anybody else. But certainly you have to go into the season if you're an Illini fan. Yes, you want more, and yes, you expect more. I totally agree with that. You also have to understand there's a little bit of a built-in excuse now in the fact that you're without those two guys.
Isn't that not the bottom line to all? Once you get past the hope, well, we hope it works out and we get to six. I'm not saying this team can't. I mean, teams have overachieved in the past, and we'll see what Lovie can do schematically with this defense. But I think the bottom line question now is how much of an excuse, how much of a wiggle room are you going to give to Lovie Smith if you don't get to five wins, if you don't get to six wins? Because, yeah, again, you have that fantastic facility. He's had what will have been 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you paying on him this year if the reason is your defense, again, is terrible and you're missing two of your better, you know, the best player and then Beeson, who should have been a major factor?
I cannot wait to get nitty gritty with football. And we are creeping up on August 31st. That is the date, correct? August 31st, my brother's birthday. So just so happens to coincide with game number one for Illinois football against Akron. I can't wait for us to get to that point where we're breaking down what we've got, breaking down each kind of position to see where we're at.
Next week is a game day week for
us. That's it.
Yeah, we'll have a live show next Friday.
No, that's right. So next week we'll start breaking this down, and before you know it, we'll be sitting in Memorial Stadium watching Illinois football. I know the News Gazette had a great article. We had talked about last week talking to Jason Hegemeyer about ticket sales. They're behind right now, and that's something that hopefully we'll pick up. Is that really that deal, Trevor, you're a student. The deal is with season tickets for both basketball and football, you can get them both for $125.
Oh, that's an amazing deal.
What in the world?
I mean, it used to be 100 each, which I still thought was a great deal.
That's an unbelievable deal.
Football, it's not the best view if you're the student section. You're kind of elevated up in the other end zone. It's still a good view. But, I mean, basketball alone, even if the $125 was just basketball, you're sitting in the front row
for
every game.
Football's an event. Football is an absolute event. You go to Cam's, you go to wherever you're going to go, you go tailgate, you go to Lot 31, you roll through Grange Grove, then you go to the game, then the games are over by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you still got the rest of the night, whatever you want to do, right? That's more of an event. Basketball is more of a job. The games start at 6 o'clock at night, sometimes 8 o'clock at night, you get done with class, you try to get your grades done, but for $125 for season tickets to both of those, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's a great deal. And
tell
now
your
for
dads
student,
and moms,
you can't get it.
Even if you're
no,
not
no,
a student.
But I'm just saying if you're a student, I need to borrow $125. I'll pay you back $5 at a time.
Well, even now they've taken away the excuse if you're in a sorority and a fraternity and you go to Block, you go to Red Lion, you go to Cam's, you can come in and still have a couple of beers while you're there.
They're setting up
the student patio for the hangout. They got all the games. They're taking away the excuses. Of course, the product on the field has to get you there.
Yep.
But for that price, why not go support and check it out?
Well, and Derek said it. I think fans are fickle enough, and I don't mean this in a bad way, that if the team is doing well, it's going to be a really good attended game.
Yes.
In terms of the student area.
Yes.
Like if they're 3-0 coming against Nebraska, which it should be, I think that will be a very well attended game.
Agree.
So I think if they win, the attendance is not an issue. And I know that sounds super simplistic and obvious, but that's just the way it is.
Well, and I'll look myself in the mirror too, Lon. There's a beer in there now. So don't be rushed after the band gets done at halftime to rush back up or back out to Lot 31 and have another cold one. There's one in there if you want it. So that is something I think Illinois has done a good job, but it will certainly help if the product on the field is better.
That's all that's left.
That's all.
I think Grange Grove has been an awesome development.
It's incredible.
I think the game day experience is a lot better than it has been 5 years, 10 years ago.
Yep.
They've got stuff, and this is kind of just arbitrary stuff, but the guys skydiving in before the game, firework shows after the game. I mean, the experience hasn't been improved. Now the facility has been improved.
Yep.
So what's left? It's just the product on the field.
That and Wi-Fi.
Well, that's coming.
They're working, right?
Yeah, they're working.
Stand up and shout. All right, here's the deal. When we come back, I'm going to ask Derek Piper who Jermaine Hamlin and who Jacob Grandison are. Because I had about four buddies text me over the weekend saying, who are these guys? I'm like, well, guess what? Derek Piper is going to answer that for us on Monday. They are two of the newest Illinois basketball commits. When we come back, we'll do Derek's Dimes. We kind of shot this out late, right? So we've got a couple of questions that have come in, but certainly Trevor and I have plenty of questions that we can ask Derek, including Jermaine Hamlin and Jacob Grandison. We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll also hear from Brad Underwood before the hour is over. He was able to talk to the media today, so we'll touch on that. You can always search on Twitter. It's at the Drive 93.5 podcast now on all platforms. TayandPiper.podbean.com, ESPNCU.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can even watch us on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5. Let's get going. Illinois basketball. We'll chat it next. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
My name is Ken Amtower. We started with a fire pit and then added seating. We added on to the existing patio. We now have a gorgeous space. Words can't describe. To have a space that is so peaceful that it allows you to relax and collect your thoughts is invaluable to me. And I have a place that I can't help but be proud of.
I'm Alan Perkinson, and our team would love to serve you at your home or business. Check us out at allcreation.net.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your GuySmart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
Napa know how.
Why should you get a 5-quart jug of Napa conventional oil plus a Pro Select oil filter for $15.99? Because the dog days of summer are just as hard on your engine as they are on you. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa conventional oil plus a Pro Select oil filter for just $15.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/19.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Accord models, named America's best midsize sedan by Car and Driver. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models. Car and Driver, January 2019.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Civic models, which you made the best-selling compact car in America. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Type R based on IHS market calendar year-to-date March 2019 for non-luxury traditional compact car segment new retail registrations in U.S.
Hey, guys! Imagine if our podcast sponsor was Two Men in a Truck plus Lon. Hey, fellas, I'm pumped to help with your move today.
Yeah, Lon, it's so good to have you along for the ride.
You guys have a great reputation for on-time delivery and careful moving.
Be careful, Lon, that's pretty big.
Oops, my bad. It's okay, I've got this. Ow!
Maybe start with the small stuff, Lon. Two Men in a Truck, a great move every time. And don't worry, Lon's agreed to stay on the sidelines.
If your engine or transmission isn't running the way it should, and you're not prepared to invest cash in a different vehicle, Long's Garage in Urbana puts miles back into the one you're driving by installing a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission. Jasper Engines and Transmissions backs their products with a nationwide 3-year, 100,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Call Long's Garage in Urbana at 367-3942 and ask for a Jasper remanufactured product.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, this is Congressman Rodney Davis inviting you to join me for an open government night I'm hosting in conjunction with State Representative Brad Halbrook and the News Gazette on Monday, August 19th at Parkland College in Champaign. Doors open at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. We look forward to hearing and talking about the issues that are important to you. For more info, visit my website, rodneydavis.house.gov.
Paid for by the official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Old Orchard Lanes and Links. It's the place for miniature golf as you have fun with your family and friends before the summer ends.
Miniature golf is also a great option for birthday parties.
Now's the time to sign up for fall bowling leagues to get the time and team of your choice.
There's great daytime options for those folks who are retired. Get your kids involved in the Saturday morning league. Great food and drinks and atmosphere. Located at 901 North Dunlap in Savoy. Bowling and miniature golf.
See their website now for all the details at Old Orchard Inc.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. Got a lot of questions coming in right now. If you want to get yours in for Derek Piper, it's called Derek's Dimes. That's where he'll answer anything on Illinois basketball. And, of course, if you have golf question. Thomas Peters won the won his fourth European Tour victory. So, you know,
I'll trust you on that.
Yeah, Derek can handle that kind of stuff as well.
Football, I got to NFL.
Because we got a local channel connector.
Oh, really?
Out at my grandma's house.
So you were able
so
to watch.
No longer blacked out. So I could actually see the golf.
The check.
Yeah.
Whatever that was, it was in the check. All right, so let's get to this. Illinois added two new commitments. Did both of these happen over the weekend?
Yes. Saturday, as I'm about to fire up my grill, Jermaine Hamlin announced he's going to commit through Scott Burgess. Give credit to him. Prep Hoops Illinois reported it. 6'9 from Lincoln High School.
Yeah.
Was going to go to prep school and reclass to 2020, but got an opportunity to play at Illinois. So he's 2019. That happened on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Jacob Grandison from Holy Cross, as a transfer, was on his official visit. And on Sunday, at the conclusion of that, he announced that he committed to Illinois.
I got questions about both of them.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Derek Dimes, talk recruiting, he's okay. You've got questions, and he'll do his best to handle them.
This recruiting class, it seems like they have some momentum going there.
Loaded schedule.
Big Ten has some really good.
It's going to be a young but talented team.
Can really be big time.
Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up.
All right, Derek, it is time. Let's start with Hamlin and Grandison. And it seemed like there was another one I'm missing here, too, that has been added.
Well, Austin Hutcherson committed earlier this month, a D3 transfer.
So Hutcherson is a D3 guy.
Yep.
Grandison is coming from Holy Cross.
Yep, Patriot League.
And Jermaine Hamlin is coming from high school, from Lincoln.
Lincoln High School.
So Hamlin doesn't need to sit, obviously.
Correct.
Whereas the other two are sitting.
They
one,
have
play
to
two.
Play two. Okay. Can you give us a rundown on each one of those and how essentially they will help this Illinois team in the future?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be on here if I couldn't, right? Austin Hutcherson, 6'6", D3. I guess he was a star at that level.
Okay.
He put up big-time numbers. He's a scorer, shot the three pretty well, almost 40%, 39.5% from three. He can play. At D3, he played the combo but played a lot of point.
Okay.
I don't think he will play point at Illinois, but he's capable. He's that good off the bounce and dribbling and facilitating. I think he's more wired to score than he is to facilitate. I like him the most of the three.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think he's someone that can come in and after sitting out a year, if he adds strength, can really be someone that scores in the Big Ten.
Who was the dude from Michigan that did that? And
Duncan Robinson.
Duncan Robinson. So for those out there laughing that we've got a D3 guy coming in, Duncan Robinson did a heck of a job for Michigan shooting the basketball. If this kid can come in and just shoot.
Yes.
I'll be excited about that. So you'll have, that's him. How about Grandison then? Jacob Grandison won't be eligible this year, but we'll have two to play after that.
Grandison, he's played 2 years in the Patriot League at Holy Cross. This past year averaged about 13 points, 5 rebounds, and almost 3 assists.
Okay.
He's 6'6" as well. He's more of a 2/3 And the thing that stood out the most to me watching his film over the weekend, he's a phenomenal passer.
Oh.
He's a really, really good passer, great feel for the game. He plays in the Princeton offense. Bill Carmody was their coach. Remember him from Northwestern. Yes. He retired this offseason. A little bit different as far as tempos.
So he knows how to cuss. If he's with Bill Carmody.
Right.
My goodness.
He knows how to cut.
Yeah, and
back cut and all of that. So ball movement, I think he'll fit in actually really well in the half court, the spread. He's capable shooter. My questions with him, he's not a great athlete. And some of the holes in his game, you see holes already on Illinois' roster. My biggest questions about him are athleticism, driving by people, and number one, defense.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
So for a team that has issues defensively, that is something you got to worry about with him.
Scott's got a question that I'm going to get to right after you talk about Jermaine Hamlin, a center, essentially, maybe a four or a five out of Lincoln, Illinois, of course, home of Brian Cook. What do you think about Jermaine Hamlin and a kid that could come in technically and could play next year, or this year, excuse me, if needed, right?
Yeah, he could. I think that Illinois will probably redshirt him and try to get him ready. Physically, obviously, a lot of big guys come in as freshmen. Not all of them look like Kofi.
Right.
Not everybody's as blessed to be that strong, that manly. But 6'9", 6'10", what you like about him is it starts with defense. Mm-hmm. And he can protect the rim. He can block shots. I've been told he has about a 7'3", maybe even 7'4" wingspan. So that's something where you're in the paint and able to – he's mobile, so you can slide around and wall up and defend. I think that – that's where you'll see the progress for him first. Next is trying to make him into a good rebounder, obviously pack on some size and some strength and develop his offensive game. I think he can be a rim runner, someone that gets out in transition, someone that sets ball screens. They like his upside, of course. Then the question is he replacing Bernard Kuma?
Yes.
We can get to that. It's really this late, and he was going to go to prep school, as I said earlier. You're kind of taking a chance. You have the local connection, Lincoln. Jeff Alexander's on staff. His dad, Neil, coached him at Lincoln. So that's why you see him here, and we'll see what he turns into.
Scott and Indy, are you concerned Illinois keeps signing players with no star rankings? Are they really reaching? The recruiting class rankings are going to be bad.
I'm concerned less about who you're beating because you beat Hofstra for Georgie, and that one turned out all right.
Yes.
You technically beat Wake Forest for Io, and that one turned out all right.
I think so.
I don't know who you beat for Andres Felice. But, yeah, I mean, Jermaine Hamlin, if you go on the prep hoops, which they do a really good job of ranking the best players in the state, Scott Burgess and that crew had him at number 30 just for the class.
Okay.
So 30th best senior in the state, and that makes you skeptical. Of course, the backstory, you got to – as soon as you learn more details, then you're like, okay, I understand. He's improving. He hasn't played basketball for that long. All of that. But, yeah, you're not going to live on taking no stars or two stars or three stars. The thing that Illinois has done well, they got Io.
Mm.
They got Kofi in the next class. And in this class, they still have to get an Adam Miller. So you can still get a star. It's the complementary pieces that maybe are a little bit overlooked or under the radar.
Fair enough.
That works out sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that's fair to be skeptical of that. Wade asks, how many roster spots will the men's basketball team have next year, and what is Benjamin's injury? Benjamin, of course, is the Belgian. Yeah, the Belgian.
The boss man, Verdonk, he did not play in Italy.
Okay.
He has a lower body injury. It was originally reported as a stress fracture. I'm not sure that it is. He was held out from Italy. He has a follow-up doctor's appointment coming up soon. Brad told us today. He said it was precautionary to hold him out. They don't expect it to be too long term. So we're all really, really excited and interested to hear everything we can about him because I think he has very good upside. That's a situation where you're taking a kid from internationally and you just look at his body and look at his film and like, I don't care what he's ranked because you don't rank kids in Belgium.
Right.
He looks pretty good. And then as far as spots next year, you'll have, it's projected right now to have three. So you're full on scholarships as it is now. Andres leaves, Kipper leaves, and then most likely Io leaves.
Yeah. Okay.
And speaking of the scholarship spots, there's a lot of questions about right now it's at 15, right?
14.
14.
14, and you can only have 13.
And it's supposed to be 13. So where does that leave a guy like Bernard Kuma?
Brad said today that...
Does he know how to count like John Gross?
He hasn't said that.
Okay.
I will assume that he does. He said that there's still, obviously, it's beyond their control at this point. That it's in the NCAA clearinghouses or eligibility center's control. They have not cleared him. I don't expect him to be on campus until that happens. And at this point, Brad said that he expects Kuma to be in a line eight at some point when it all gets worked out. But I think you don't take Hamlin unless you're pretty much saying that Kuma's not going to show up this year.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Because the numbers don't add up.
Right.
And I think Hamlin's going to be here next week. The transfers are going to be here next week. And at that point, you're not going to sit there with 14 scholarship players on campus and then kick one
right,
of them out.
Right, right, I agree. From Dale, I read an article tweet over the weekend about a 2020 four-star guard putting Illinois in his final seven. That's great, but it suggested that both Miller and Stewart were leaning away from Illinois. Stewart's going to lean all the way to Duke, I have a feeling. Any truth to that? It's the first he's heard.
Truth to them being in the top seven. They were in the top seven for K.K. Robinson,
okay,
who is a four-star, top 100 guard down in Arkansas. And I think that people worry a little bit too much about, oh, we're on this guy's list, or, oh, we're starting to turn up the heat with one. We must feel terrible about this other guard or Adam Miller or whatnot. They want multiple point guard combo guards in this class. They want at least two. And so they want Adam Miller, and they would still be going after another guard. So I wouldn't worry too much. Of course, you mentioned it there with DJ Stewart. If they thought they were getting DJ and Adam, and, I mean, you got to have it locked up until you just stop recruiting everybody, right?
Totally agree.
So if that was the case, they wouldn't be doing that. But, of course, they also understand DJ Stewart is going to be tough with Duke and North Carolina both having offers on the board.
At this point in the recruitment, how good did you feel about Io? And do you feel as good about Adam Miller?
That's a great question. That's your own question, isn't it?
That is. That was Lon.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
At this point in the Io recruitment, I almost had no doubt in my mind that he's coming to Illinois. And with Adam, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I think that Arizona State, if you ask people around the industry, wouldn't have anything to do with you, right? None of your doing. I think Adam listens to the show and he's heard all the things you said about Arizona State.
Oh, that would be really bad. That's a low blow.
But they're a player.
Okay.
They're a player and he's going to take a visit there. He's going to take a visit to Arizona. Take a visit to Illinois and then maybe Kansas.
Do not let him take a visit to Arizona.
Well, I think he's going to Arizona State first.
It's locked up then.
Yeah.
Done. Well, how big of a miss would it be not getting Adam Miller?
Pretty big, especially if you're expecting to lose DJ Stewart.
Yeah.
And you already are not on Damari Burnett's list. So as far as you're not on Caleb Love's list from St. Louis. So when you sat at the beginning of the spring and thought, look at all these talented guards that have connections to the state or are within reach here, whether Chicago or St. Louis, and you didn't get any of them, that would be pretty pretty disappointing. Of course, the counter, if you got Andre Cabello and missed on Adam Miller, I think you'd be okay.
Okay.
But at the same, just based on if Adam Miller decided he wanted to go to Arizona State over Illinois, that would be a big-time miss.
Heath tweeted in kind of an interesting one. He said, tell us something interesting about this basketball team that we're not talking about right now that we'll see this year.
That's a good one. I think enough people are...
Zone?
Yeah. See, we didn't see as much zone, or I didn't... I said we, like a bunch of people over in Italy. I guess you watched the game.
You're the source.
YouTube.
Well, there were a lot of people in Italy, but not many were watching Illinois, right?
Right. So they didn't play as much 2-3 zone. They played 1-3-1 and one... Look, that was interesting, of course. You got to take into account the competition, but Tev playing at the top of it, getting steals, and then tearing the rim off at the other end.
Nice.
Not literally, but he probably could have. The 2-3 zone, I think, is a look you're going to use when you have Georgie and Kofi on this court at the same time. Obviously, Kofi wasn't there. So I do think everyone's talking about defense.
Yes.
How is this team going to defend? What adjustments is under we're going to make? Can they get better at the pressure deny? That's something that everybody's talking about. I think enough people are talking about Benjamin, but I will say that when I was talking to Underwood before a game, Boss Man walked up to us, and I didn't realize how big he is. I mean, he
does look big.
Built, he's taller than Georgie. Like they stood in the line for the national anthem, which I thought was cool. Italy played the United States national anthem and then Italy anthem. So it's kind of like the Olympics or something
Canada
like that.
It was pretty cool.
But Boss Man was the tallest dude in the line.
Wow.
I think it was Boss Man, Georgie, and then Antigua.
That's cool.
One thing I also would add is the ball movement offensively. You can tell this team has played together, has played in this system because they're reversing the ball. They're getting to the second and third side, as Underwood would say, and really putting the opposing defense in rotations. That's what you want.
By the way, I saw Georgie at Illini Inn Saturday only to pick up food. I can attest to that. He walked in, grabbed his wings and fries, and took off.
Nice.
They're like, oh, he orders it all the time. So maybe that's the key.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the key.
That's what everybody's going to be ordering now.
Yeah. Bam.
Now Georgie's got the stamp on it.
Haven't heard anything about Curbella lately. Anything new or interesting? I don't know who this is from.
Interesting.
Tommy.
He was going to go back. I don't know if he's there right now, but his plan after AAU was to go back home to Puerto Rico and talk with his family, because that's where his family is based out of. So really sit down with his parents and kind of decide, these are going to be my top schools. He hasn't cut a list or anything.
Is that where
yet.
Feliz is from?
Feliz is from the Dominican.
Oh, Dominican, that's right.
So he'll go back to Puerto Rico and really decide what he wants to do. I expect to hear some visit plans here in the next couple of weeks, but Illinois, I fully expect to get a visit. There'll be a couple others. Kansas just offered recently, which that's always fun for a lot of fans to hear. St. John's is another one that's in there. So that one's going to be an interesting one to watch, because Antigua has done a fantastic job getting the connections on that one.
Is it just me, or does it feel like Illinois and Kansas offer the exact same list of guys?
Illinois, Kansas, and Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, see those three listed. Anytime Illinois is listed, those are two other offers that kid has.
Yep.
It is true.
Just kind of
weird.
It's
kind of like in football, Pitt, for some reason, is always on the same.
Iowa State's on a lot of the same ones. Yeah. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I don't know if it's like a Jarrence Howard thing or what.
Mm-hmm.
A late entry on Twitter was, which side of the Chick-fil-A Popeyes debate are you on?
What is the debate?
Popeyes. Well, this is the new thing, is Popeyes came out with a crispy chicken sandwich.
Oh.
People are saying it's like worlds better than the Chick-fil-A one, which was supposed to be like the greatest one in the world.
Okay.
So the number one trending thing right now on Twitter is Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes.
Oh.
I have not had Popeyes in years.
Popeyes just did everything it wanted to do. Whether the chicken sandwich is good or not, they are now right up there with Chick-fil-A. Done.
Well, they got you talking about it, so now people are going to go try it. So Popeye's going to throw some cash this way for the advertisement. Chick-fil-A, I like Chick-fil-A. I always make sure to stop in when I'm down in the South. And Illinois had one at the Union. It's not there anymore.
Closed years ago, and now they're going to build an actual brick-and-mortar location across from Portillo's.
How did it close?
On Prospect. I don't know.
That's weird.
I went there a lot. Because I graduated.
Right. You shut it down when you left. That's true. All right, that is good stuff. That is Derek's Dimes. We will do that periodically, obviously, on the drive with Tay and Piper. When we come back, Brad Underwood spoke to the media today. What did he say? Well, you'll hear it next. The drive.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers slip-on footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers slip-ons. Skechers slip-ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers air-cooled memory foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers slip-ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers slip-ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers, comfort included. Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Local bands featuring groups including Champagne Freak, Dave and Brittany, Sapphire, and Dean Rich. This great summer lineup of musicians gets underway on Friday, June 7th, and continues every Friday night through the end of September. Relax at Addie's with great food, great drinks, and a great atmosphere with live music. And be sure to catch trivia night once a month at Addie's Food. Addie's Bar and Grill, 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
There are a lot of places you can buy Illini gear, but if you want the official gear of the Fighting Illini, you need to get it at Game Day Spirit, because they are the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. You could buy your Illini gear where you buy your cereal, or you could buy at the official merchandiser, Game Day Spirit. You could buy your gear where you get your groceries, or you could buy from the official fan store. Get it from Game Day Spirit. Get the latest styles from top name brands like Nike and Champion. Game Day Spirit on Neal and Kirby in Champaign and on Green Street in Campus Town.
Don't miss the People's Choice number one community event in Champaign County, the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival. On August 23rd and 24th, downtown Urbana will be full of local food vendors, local entertainment, and local hot and buttery sweet corn from Maddox Farms. Enjoy activities like the corn eating contest sponsored by Tricocia University, and new this year, a cooking competition by the Land Connection. For the complete schedule of activities, volunteer information, and more, visit UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com. Brought to you by Illinois American Water, City of Urbana, Urbana Public Arts, Granite Center, and this state.
station.
In December, it'll probably be cold, windy, and snowy, but you don't have to stay for that. Hi, it's Stevie J, inviting you to join me for a cruise of a lifetime, our cruise to Hawaii. Imagine spending New Year's Eve on the Grand Princess from Princess Cruises. We'll leave December 27 from Champaign, then fly from Chicago to San Francisco to stay one night in the Bay Area, then board our floating paradise December 28th. Then we'll cruise to Hawaii and visit Hilo on the Big Island, Honolulu for a long day, then off to Nauwili Wili Kauai, known as the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, and then magnificent Maui with its stunning landscapes and superb beaches. Our cruise to Hawaii, December 27th. Prices start at just $42.76. For more information, visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com. Space is limited. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, car trade track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. Next hour, excited to visit with Brett Stillwell, Senior Associate Athletic Director. He oversaw, Derek, the building of the Smith Center that is now done, and the Illinois football players are in. They ran in last night. That place looks like the Taj Mahal from the pictures.
That's the place to be.
Oh,
we will gladly accept any invite whenever it might come.
Amen. Amen. Anytime they'd like us to come over and tour it.
Yep.
I am all about that. All right, Brad Underwood, we talked on Derek's Dimes all about the Illinois basketball team, what's going up, the new recruits, Jermaine Hamlin from Lincoln, Jacob Grandison coming over from Holy Cross. He won't be able to play this year. Hamlin will. Brad Underwood spoke today. He talked a little bit about the Italy trip, but we've heard a lot about that. He also, though, talked about that trip and the idea that Alan Griffin really showed up at that trip. Here is your Illinois basketball head coach on what kind of spurred Allen's great trip.
Hard work. I'm so proud of Alan. He's a guy that has stayed very true to the process and listened. And he's obviously gotten stronger. That's a tribute to his hard work in the weight room. And I think with that has come some confidence. And then it was just a matter of going out and being able to play extended minutes and we allowed him to play through some mistakes and get those out of his system. And he missed one opportunity in four games to go to the offensive glass, and he found out that there's a lot of points there. And he kept balls alive that he didn't even get. So I'm really proud of Alan. His hard work has paid off, and he was a big piece of everything we did over there.
He missed one opportunity in four games to go to the offensive glass.
And they chart that. I trust him when they say
that.
Boy, that is nice.
No, yeah, that is something that he's fully committed to. It's been really, really impressive. Just the nose for the ball he has. It's almost like a ball hawking safety.
I bet.
Just going to and creating second chance opportunities. And man, how much more confidence has, 5 months produced for him? Ending the season last year as a freshman, you go through a lot of ups and downs and not playing a ton. And now, he's got to see his role, and that was probably the biggest value. One of the biggest values you could have from that Italy trip is going over there, him having success. He scored 31 in a game. Now he's like, yeah, I can play a big-time role this year.
How big is it, though, that he can go home after the season and have an NBA, former NBA player, his dad, talking to him?
That's huge.
It's and obviously a guy that backs Brad Underwood.
Right. When he says – trust the process.
Yes.
And he says this is what you go through and this is how you grind. And that's something that Brad's got to love is obviously Coach Griffin with the Raptors won an NBA title.
Right.
So when he's saying that, he's saying stick to it, son, and this is how it goes. That's something that we've entered the culture of college basketball where it's you don't get what you want in year one and you leave.
Yes.
And when he says to stick it out, that's the way to go. That's something that you got to feel good about.
Alan Griffin was not only great on the trip, but he was actually there. That was not the case with Kofi and Andres. Why is that, Coach?
It was just a treaty. I mean, it affected most teams. Every country has a treaty with the country you're going to, and what the actual snafu was, we don't know. Somewhere along the line, you feel terrible for them because nobody knew about it, and yet. You look out there, and almost every team we saw over there had somebody impacted and left at home because of those things. But it's tough for those guys, and yet from the basketball standpoint, we got a lot out of those 10 days.
Still stinks, doesn't it?
It does. I wanted to see Kofi.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody saw really. Well, I guess we did. There were videos.
Yeah, YouTube.
I just wanted to see him on the court. And number two, I wanted him to get a little bit of time with Georgie and just kind of fit in. There's still plenty of time for that, but you feel like you missed a chance.
You did. And on the court is one thing. Also off the court, the team bonding that they could have went through and the experiences and what they got to tour was something that it's unfortunate, but obviously for Illinois, selfishly for the coaches too, to see what that looks like with Georgie and Kofi in the same game at the same time and playing against somebody else other than themselves where the other team doesn't know what's coming and all that.
Right.
So that was an experience that they missed out on. I'm not that well-versed into international treaties. I'll have to report back on that.
Okay.
But it sounds like he's right. It happened to other schools. It's just unfortunate. I can't really explain it.
Bernard Kuma was not there will he be here at all this season?
Yeah, Bernard's in a situation that is really beyond our control. We can't deal with all we can do is what we can do in terms of providing paperwork, providing situations where we're at the mercy of the eligibility center there and their ongoing guidelines that they use to evaluate his status. So until we know anything more there, we're planning on him being an Illini, and we'll see from there.
And we will see Bernard Kuma. In fact, Derek, if it's cool with you, we can touch on that when we come back with Drive Time at the start of next hour, of course. All right, next hour, again, excited to visit with Brett Stillwell. He was the guy, the planner, basically, behind the Smith Center, the new football facility that is done. We'll do that at 5:30. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.